Hello, 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 and welcome back. You are now officially on the field, and I'm your host, Captain Quality. And let me just get started by saying it feels good to be back. And for those of you listeners who are tuning in new and tuned in last Wednesday, wondering, you know, what was up with the show, we at Dominican University were on a spring break last week, so no radio shows were aired last week and early on March. But we're back this week in full running and full forward right now, so it's looking good right now. Those of you just joining us, you are on air with Captain Quality at radio.dominican.edu, and we have a pretty good itinerary for all you guys that's listening in tonight. Started off with a welcome back, check that off, kind of nailed it. Next off, we got Oregon, Boise State. Take a peek at those two teams. I know early on, for those of you faithful and loyal listeners out there, we have talked about those two teams particularly throughout the lacrosse season here in MCLA lacrosse. And I just figured it'd be kind of cool, you know, like a lot of these teams now in MCLA are going. We're about halfway through the lacrosse season, you know, playoffs are a month and a half away. So it's nice to take a peek at these two sleeper teams that we talked about pretty much every show up until now. And just see how they're kind of doing, how they're holding up. And of course, every Wednesday we have our poll updates. Thankfully for us, these polls get updated every Wednesday just in time for the show. A few new surprises here on the polls, but we'll get into that. We have a Journey to the MCLA segment, always, as usual, and we have a very special guest for that segment who I want to keep remain nameless right now, because it's kind of a big deal guest, kind of a local celeb here at Dominican University. Everyone loves him. Everyone knows his name. Big time athlete. So I'm going to keep that a little secret for those of you who are local listeners. You kind of stay tuned and might want to get some people in to listen, because they definitely will knock their socks off when they hear who this guest is. A new segment I want to talk about this week, and now that because the season's so far underway, I want to start talking about stats leaders here in the MCLA, particularly in the Division I section, and also WCLL leaders, because of course this is Dominican University and we are a part of the WCLL conference in MCLA Division I lacrosse. And I think it's kind of cool to take a look at, okay, like everyone loves stats, it's just a known fact. So why not take a look at some of the stats leaders thus far throughout the season, you know. Of course, you've got a couple of teams who have played very few games, so their, you know, their averages maybe a little higher. But we take a look at the players who have kind of averaged out. You know, we see a lot of players here who've averaged out, you know, 6-7 games, maybe 4 is the lowest we'll go when we talk about these overall averages for points per game. Doesn't mean the guys who have, you know, 1-2 games played won't keep up that average, but obviously it's easier to have a higher average when you've played 1 or 2 games. So we're going to talk about some of the stat leaders later on. And I want to talk about today also the Dominican spring break trip. Now, for those of you who are local, Dominican did have a spring break lacrosse trip. And actually, as I returned to campus, a lot of people have been asking, now, believe it or not, they've been asking me, you know, hey, you know, Brett, how's the spring break trip? How'd your games go? I was kind of shocked. I was like, really? You guys tell me that in tune about Dominican lacrosse? And I was like, they're like, yeah, I want to hear about, you know, how'd your games go? How'd you guys do? And I'm just like, well, that's kind of neat. You know, I mean, they did kind of tell us early in the year that we were the kind of like the quote-unquote football team on campus. And that's not coming from me personally. That's coming from the guys above in the athletics department. So not from me, not from Captain Quality. That's just from above. But yeah, but anyway, going back to it, some students, you know, male and female, majority female students, asked me, you know, how the spring break trip goes. So I said, you know what? Tune in to my show On the Field with Captain Quality. And you know what? I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you about a spring break trip, you know? I mean, I'll tell you about it now. I'll tell you about it after the show. What have you? So, I will be talking about our spring break trip. We did have 3 games during spring break. 2 of them away down in SoCal. After that, we will be talking about our upsets of the week. Yeah, it's 2 upsets. Now we have 1 Division I, 1 Division II. I didn't plan it that way, but we do have a couple that are definitely noticeable. And for those of you who are avid, you know, hardcore MCLA followers, you definitely know which Division II upset I'm talking about. And then, of course, we wrap up every show with our weekly awards segment, where we talk about who the commanding performances for Division I, Division II lacrosse were, and some of our honorable mentioned players thus far. So our special guest just happened to walk in. We're going to give him here a couple minutes to set up and just gather himself in. Tune in. Stay tuned. Just going to take a couple about 1-2 minute timeout as our special guest gets suited up. Don't go away. Get more guests to come up, because this is kind of a big deal. As I said before, it's a big-time celebrity guest. Stay on. Couple minute timeout. I'm your host, Captain Quality. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Don't be late. Take a rest as a friend. As I know, memory. Hey, we're back. That timeout took a little shorter than expected. Now, our special guest has arrived, and I think he's ready to roll right now. Now, I know you've all been anticipating the last few minutes. Who is a special guest? I've talked him up. I don't think I've talked him up, actually, believe it or not. Our special guest right now is Attackman sophomore Jack Gross. Jack, you're on the Penguin Radio. You're on the field, man. How you doing?
Good, Brad. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
I'm good, man. Thanks for coming, man. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, let's get on Penguin Radio. Oh, let's get on Brett's show. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, I can't take everyone.
I can't have everybody.
I can't have everybody. No, it's true. It's true. It's very true. So, Jack, you're on this segment right now on Journey to the MCLA, and I want to talk about that because for those of you not knowing this right now, you could check out Lax Power if you want. Check out the recruit section. But Jack Gross was actually on the tail end of Dominican University's Division II spectrum as he was a recruit during the Division II era for Dominican. So I think it's kind of neat to get that kind of in here because it kind of goes in depth of his journey to MCLA lacrosse and the whole kind of deal that went down. I mean, some players did bow out of once they heard about the MCLA change. And, you know, I mean, Jack was just still, I mean, still coming out of high school, still young, but, I mean, enough about me talking about it. Jack, let's tell us about your journey, your lacrosse roots, and your journey to the MCLA overall.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, the school came before playing lacrosse.
Well, I'd love to hear that.
I'm sure that my fellow classmates that were involved with that recruiting class could tell you, but, I mean, specifically for me, the business program, but Dominican and how they turn out their graduates into jobs and the work world was pretty clear cut that I wanted to come here. So it was school before lacrosse for sure, but also just the camaraderie of guys on the team was pretty unmatched. And you know, if you go to a big school, a lot of MCLA and teams that we will play have fraternities and that kind of Greek life, but you know, the team is kind of your brotherhood here at Dominican, and immediately a big group of friends that everybody's got, and it's a tight-knit group of guys, and I've really enjoyed it.
I'd love to hear that.
Regardless of NCAA or MCLA.
No, it's awesome. I mean, yeah, so like you noticed that kind of camaraderie thing, like I'm guessing on your recruiting trip when you came out here and you met everyone, you kind of saw how that kind of played together. You saw some of the guys had an overnight.
Exactly.
So that's awesome. No, I'd love to hear that. So, but you were recruited by Coach...
Coach Ned Webster.
Webster, okay.
Who was not our coach last year, but when Dominican was Division II, he was the head of the program.
Right now, yeah. For those of you listeners who do not know now, Ned Webster is the current coach of Cal Berkeley, who will be playing on actually the Dominican senior night this year. Anyone local, I encourage you out to come out. It's going to be a good game.
Definitely.
But now, Jack, now, if you don't mind, would you mind talking about your lacrosse roots? Like, how did you, you know, Jack Gross, you know, tell us a little bit where you're from, how you got into lacrosse? Go into some detail about it. I mean, it's the Jack Gross show right now. Go for it. We all want to hear it. I mean, I love to hear it. I love these kind of stories, so go for it.
Yeah, I basically started playing lacrosse when I was probably 10 years old.
Right on.
Fifth grade or so, and a good friend of mine from Portland, Oregon, which is where I'm from, kind of got me started, put a stick in my hand, and I was naturally just could throw the ball around and catch and pass with my buddies. And then baseball just eventually kind of got too slow and political and all that type of stuff. So
we've heard that three times about baseball.
I'm sure.
At least three times on the show already. I mean, a couple guys.
No disrespect to any baseball
guy,
listeners on Penguin Radio here with Captain Quality. But no, just my parents, my dad kind of took an interest in how fast the game was and, you know, didn't want to wait for your kid to go to bat every nine times.
Yeah, of course.
So
it's a mess.
It was fast. It was cool. And I could naturally kind of run up and down the field. And I also played a lot of basketball growing up. And
right,
I kind of saw a lot of similarities between basketball and lacrosse.
That's definitely there for sure.
Kind of the way that the game is played. So it was just a natural feel for me.
I feel you. That's awesome. So as you kind of moved on, as you kind of grew that up, talk about your kind of your high school experience, the recruiting experience for you. Like, were the other schools you looked at, like, during high school, like, were you a standout star right away, or did it take you to, your halfway through your freshman year to get that stardom, or how'd that kind of happen, or, like, how – and plus, like, go into that recruit, if you don't mind, that whole recruiting process. Like, I know you're Oregon, right, Portland?
Yeah.
Yeah, Portland, so, I mean, Oregon. You know, why these schools out here in California over maybe a local or school for you? Yeah, just kind of go into – if you don't mind going into that at all.
Yeah, definitely when I was – I didn't – really come to be what I would consider a good lacrosse player, a recruitable type of lacrosse player, till I was a sophomore in high school.
Right on. And you're very modest here. Okay.
I didn't make varsity when I was a freshman. I was on JV, just like a lot of kids.
No worries. Same here. No worries. Yeah.
Wasn't necessarily like a lot of upside with the coaches, I don't think. And then that freshman summer going into my sophomore year, everything just kind of started to click. And
love to hear it.
Figured some stuff out and got in the weight room a little bit.
There we go.
Dropped some baby fat. But,
yeah, didn't we all?
Then I went to Lincoln High School in Portland, and before I got there, a lot of Division I players and pretty Oregon Oregon powerhouse lacrosse for sure.
That's awesome.
They won two state championships in a row before I got there. And when I was a sophomore and I made the team, we won our third.
Right on.
But it was kind of not a surprise necessarily, but a little bit of a surprise that I made varsity when I was a sophomore. And we played a couple games. The team wasn't doing as well as we thought we should be. And we were, you know, inside lacrosse ranked on the West Coast. So we had a lot of high expectations going into the season.
That's incredible. That's insane.
And then I got into a game and kind of just – you know, made a play and impressed some coaches, and I ended up starting like the last 22 games of the season or something like that. So
22. How many games do you guys have?
Like 25, I think. Championship.
Wow. Okay.
But,
we had like 18.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it all kind of happened pretty fast, just the start of my lacrosse career, and then played with a couple really good attackmen that were a couple years older than me, and actually Grant Clifford was set to come down here and committed to Dominican, and I kind of found out what it was from him and got the recruiting process started with Dominican. But like you're asking, in terms of other schools, I had a couple like very small Division One me to ride the bench.
Yeah, it's tough.
In the snow
and some people, and so for some kids, they do take that route though.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And going to the East Coast from Portland was not really. on my radar.
You made the right call there, that's for sure.
But, you know, a couple other Division II programs recruited me pretty hard. And, you know, it's kind of – one thing I remembered from my recruiting process was a lot of schools will tell you that they want you to come visit and check out the campus and meet the guys and all
of
that
course,
stuff.
Yeah, we've
been
there. We've been there.
Even if they are seriously talking to you, which a lot of times they're not, you have to pay your way to come and visit and check out the school, which is not like a Division One, you know, football Kentucky basketball player
seriously.
That gets flown out and stays in
first class, nice
quarters. But I couldn't have been more pleased with my choice of Dominican and really, really enjoying my time here for sure. Regardless of MCLA or Division II.
Of course, I feel like MCLA, we've talked about this throughout the show, it gets kind of that like stigma of people call it, you know, oh, it's like technically a club, and like some girl on campus the other day is like, oh, you guys like the soccer club, and I'm like no not at all, it's soccer club, sweetie, sorry. So I was like, no, not a chance, no. But yeah, so like I think it's awesome because like people don't know, okay, MCLA, yeah, like I mean, there's no doubt there's a lot of teams, like any MCLA team, and there's a lot of teams that like they can hang with NCAA level. And so it's been proven this year, a lot of local teams will go down and play some of their local NCAA, usually Division II, D3 teams, and like they'll beat them or hang in the right there with them. So it's not so much an NCAA thing as it is so much as a player's skill thing, honestly. So I like to hear, I mean, I love to hear that, honestly, because I know, I mean, I'm hearing from a lot of other guys on the team, like a lot of guys did kind of bow out after the whole Division II, MCLA, Division I drop-off, switch, if you will, after that whole in 2014. So it's glad to see that a lot of guys stuck around. I mean, for those of you who aren't following Dominican lacrosse, we're currently 3-3 on the season, looking to improve next week against Cal Poly at home. But we're having a great spring break trip with 2-1. I love to hear it. Jack Rose, a key contributor in most of our wins thus far, and one of the guys I want to talk about in our next segment as we go along. And I know you guys are kind of got excited for this, you know, something new I'm doing on the show, but stats leaders, that's something I want to talk about. And I was very anxious of getting Jack in today for this because I didn't even know, but I've been keeping up a lot of the stats because it was kind of early on, and I was like, oh, okay, like, let's see, some stats leaders. You know, it's been 6-7 games in the season for a lot of teams, and I'm looking at, you know, points per game average. And for those of you who aren't aware, Jack Gross is currently number 9 in all MCLA Division I. points per game with 5.5 points per game leader. So that's a huge deal. He's a local, Dominican University of all schools. I mean, Right now, we're not even, no offense to us, we're not even ranked right now. But we got sophomore attackman Jack over here, number leading the way right now with points per game at number 9. So I think it's kind of a big deal. And like I talked about Jack multiple times in the show, you know, he's one of our guys that helped us get our first conference win against UNR this season. Had an incredible, was that 5-goal, 7-assist game?
Yeah, that was...
It was a big game. It was a fun game.
That was definitely a cool, especially because it was a big team win and a lot of guys got involved. But I really appreciate all that stuff you were just saying.
Oh, of course. I'll do it. It's just a cool thing, man.
All that matters is those 3 wins and the win-loss column.
Of course. No, I feel you, man. It's a good team attitude. And I want to talk about this again, just kind of more the Dominican upside. I'm looking here at the WCLL conference leaders. And we got 3 to the top 4 leaders in points per game are Dominican University students.
I actually did not know that.
Really?
The only reason I kind of kept up with the national stat stuff because Grant from Grant Clifford that we talked about.
Yeah, he's Oregon Grant Clifford. We talked about him quite often on the show as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Him and I are like to keep in touch a little bit.
That's great.
For a little time we were 1-2 I think in the country, so that was cool to see.
No, that's definitely really cool.
Good buddy.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, that's awesome. We talked about Grant Clifford a lot. He's definitely been brought up actually in our players to watch, players, you know, NCAA, like performance of the week stuff we've talked about. And he was I think it was week 1 after he played a couple games, one against us and another one up in Oregon. And he was listed as an honorable mention, you know, not actually the commanding performer. And I was like, you know what, I saw this guy play.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, he could have easily been a front runner for that commanding performance in Division I.
Definitely.
He's currently number 5 on our MCLA Division I stats list. And, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, from Oregon, I mean, Oregon's one team we've always talked about this whole season, actually, on the show, them and Boise. And if you anyone looking at the polls, you'll see that Oregon actually has, I mean, they've been climbing the ladder thus far, so it's kind of a big deal.
I think I saw 11th today.
Yeah, they just moved up. Yeah. It's a huge thing. It's like, you know, I'm pretty sure they were unranked in the preseason.
Yeah, I do want to give one quick shout out my fellow attackman Max on all of his MCL, Max Kaler, number 13.
Yeah, we've had him before.
All of his MCLA knowledge, the dude is.
Oh, yeah. No, we had him on the show for a Veterans Week. He is nuts.
MCLA.
No, it was awesome. Yeah, he came in here. He was like, "Yo, let's talk about during one of our breaks." He's like, "Let's talk about some Southern lacrosse, some Georgia, some Auburn." I'm like, "Okay, let's do it. I'd love to." I mean, he goes, "Yeah, this team's undefeated. Let's do it." I'm like, "Dude, that's awesome. I'd love to hear it." And yeah, he's definitely a super MCLA knowledgeable guy, Max Kaler. Hope you're tuning in, man. I mean, he was on the show a couple weeks ago with his roommate Chaz Nichols for Veterans Week.
2 fellow attackmen.
Yeah, Chaz. It's true. Yeah, Chaz Nichols. I love to hear it. But going back to our WCLL stats, points per game average leaders, we have Jack Gross at number 1, followed by number 2, Brennan Feeney from Santa Clara.
Wow.
And then 3 and 4, both Dominican students, are senior midfielder Cody Bernstein and sophomore midfielder Michael Manfredi. And I'm not going to say, I know they're both great players, but when I saw this list, I didn't expect to see 3 out of 4 of the top, 3 of the top 4, you know, Dominican players. I mean, I definitely predicted, you know, top 10, you know, top 15, but, like, it's a big deal to see, in my eyes, you know, 3 or 4 of your top, you know, 3 of the top 4 guys are from Dominican, and, you know, 2 of them are sophomores.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. And, yeah, I mean, congrats to all 3 of you. It's a huge deal.
Pickles. But one thing I have noticed about those 2 guys is, certainly since I've been at Dominican, Michael Manfredi, one of the most skilled midfielders I've ever played with, for sure.
Seriously.
Face-offs, can play defense, and extremely good offensive player. But obviously, Cody, his game speaks for himself, for sure.
Oh, seriously, yeah. Cody, one of the original Dominican Division II players left on our team as the classes continue to graduate. Definitely a stand-up player. We missed him in the fall, though, so a lot of us were – I mean, I definitely heard about Cody. I remember seeing him on a recruiting trip, but on my trip, I saw a lot of those pretty good guys, and I was like, oh, it was kind of hard to keep your eye on just one of them. So when Cody came back on for the spring season after his semester off, me and the other freshmen were all kind of in shock. We're like, damn, this kid can play.
Yeah, I mean
– he's a baller.
Absolutely, probably the best lacrosse player I've ever played
with. Yeah, he's got to be right up there for me as well.
Anytime you need a goal or some midi defense or a clear.
He does it all, really. He does it all, yeah.
Definitely a do-it-all guy. Very talented.
No, it's awesome. I love to hear that. All right, Jack, before we take our break, I mean, you could continue to stay on the show as you want. We'll leave that up to you. But before we take this one break right now, any current shout-outs you want to give to any of your buddies out there, any roommates particularly?
Yeah, definitely Dad, if you're listening. shout-out. Love you very much. Hope all's well. Definitely Cody and Michael Manfredi, who actually just dropped me off here.
They should have came in and hung out. I don't know.
Captain Quality's little studio.
Yeah, seriously, because they're really busy tonight, guys.
But
yeah.
They know that chicken and the llamas. And
love it, yeah.
We,
that's cool Dominican stuff.
Dominican
like
lacrosse
that.
Mottos and pickles.
Look at that, and pickles.
But, no, I think, yeah, Spencer Anderson, definite shout-out.
Spencer, quote-unquote, you know, Spencer Netflix and chill Anderson.
Yeah, gets on my nerves quite frequently, but
hope you heard that
always,
one, honestly.
Always love him.
He's a great guy.
And my other two roommates, Chase and Brian, definitely shout-out
right
to you guys.
Love to hear it, man, love to hear it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, a little time out, if you will. You're listening to On the Field with Captain Quality at radio.dominican.edu.
I've also got a shout-out, one before we go, Brett, for the tunes that Brett's got going
there we
between
go.
Segments here. It is absolutely awesome.
There we go. Thank you, Jack. I really appreciate it. All right, stay tuned. Quick Fiverr. We will be back.
Fiverr. That's the world around, 'cause you know where I'll be found when I come around. Well, I heard it all before. Sometimes I shut my door. I'm a loser and the user, so it's all. Try and slack me down because I know you're right. So go do what you like. Make sure you do it wise. You may find out that yourself done means nothing worth everything. You can't go forcing something if it's just not right. No time to search the world.
Walking on another big stage, you never heard peace till you hear people scream your name in unison. I'm so far away from the place I used to be, struggling usually. Look at the new me, fate pursuing me. I can feel the energy in the air. It feel like I'm supposed to be here.
Everywhere I go, I'm getting so much love from fans to stars. Everyone saying how they can't wait for the OP, and I'm gonna blow. They believe in me. Feel so good in what you do. Help somebody else get through. That's why I. Can't because I know how blessed I am.
I'm so high, I can touch the sky. I know it's my time, and it's now or never. Shine so bright, alive.
All right, time in. We are back. You are now again, once again, on the field with your host, Captain Quality, and special guest star, Jack Gross, who had to step out for a minute to get a quick drink of water. You know, he's an athlete. He's got to stay hydrated. Shout out to Coach Klons, always keeping us hydrated, always saying, you know, stay hydrated. Hopefully, you know, Coach Andrew Klons is listening because I really wanted him to hear that shout out right there. But next up on our agenda, as we talk about, you know, we're a little over a third of the way done here on the field. I want to talk about our Dominican spring break trip. Now, as I said earlier, you know, we returned to campus, you know, spring break's over, blah, 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 you know what happens, and these students are coming up to us asking about our games. I mean, a few of them knew we had some lacrosse games to play. Actually, a few of them did come out to one of our first spring break game against LMU, which second half was actually in the rain, but they stuck around for it. Shout out to Lawrence Yu. I'm a big fan of the Dominican lacrosse team. Buddy of mine, fellow student, man, he's a cool guy. Stuck through that game all the way through in the rain, watched us play against our LMU game. I don't want to talk too much about the game right now just because I want Jack in here. I'm waiting for this kind of like, you know, back and forth with Jack. He's a cool guy to talk to. For those of you who are just tuning in, Jack Gross is our special guest today. Probably, you know, one of our top guests we've had thus far on the show. For those of you who don't know, again, he's currently the WCLL points per game average leader and number 9th in the country in points per game in all of MCLA Division I lacrosse. No, sophomore attackman Jack, as we like to call him on the field. And it's kind of a huge deal for him, honestly. Like, and he off mic, he was like, you know, Brett, that's really cool. A cool shout. I didn't know about the Dominican, like the conference thing. That's awesome. And I'm like, dude, don't worry about it. Like, I mean, it's like it's not like a favorites thing. If it was another name, I would have said that other name. But like, it's you, so that's why I'm talking about you. But yeah, he was really stoked about it. I'd love to hear it. Now while we're waiting for Jack to come back, let's talk more about these poll updates, which I'm sure you're all curious to hear about. Now, for those of you who don't know, polls come out every Wednesday for the MCLA. And right now, for Division I, Chapman, who came in number 3, they fought number 3rd spot, as you'll call Colorado, held that number 1 spot early on before their games, is currently holding on to that number 1 spot, and they're ahead of Georgia Tech by 17 points right now, holding at the Division 1 spot. I mean, right now they're 9-0 in the season. Looking to continue the undefeated streak and hopefully make a run at the national championship this year. And I'm honestly, I can't see why they couldn't do it. But Jack, do you have any input on that? You know, Chapman right now or no?
Yeah, definitely really good program always through MCLA. I can honestly, I haven't played them since I've been here, so no personal experience.
Yeah, right on, no worries.
Know a couple guys on the team, actually a teammate of mine who's a freshman now, a year younger than us, than me. At Chapman, who's definitely a good player, so I think they're really a program.
Right on, yeah. And I'm sure you being a big U of A fan, you're not going to like to hear this at all, but U of A, despite not going too far, they only went down a spot on the polls from 5-6. They switched to Cal Poly again. But they had one of our bigger upsets this week, suffering a loss to UNLV.
I did. I saw that,
currently not ranked.
I'm not a Cats Lax fan.
Okay, just Cats about basketball.
I'm just a sports fan of Arizona for sure, of course, basketball and football. But when it comes to MCLA lacrosse, I'm definitely strictly a Penguin guy.
Right on, that's all I like to hear. But yeah, for those of you who didn't know, Arizona did suffer a upset loss this past week against UNLV. And I'm sure, you know, again, no
disrespect. Was that game at UNLV or in Tucson?
I am checking right now, actually.
Okay.
It was actually in UNLV. It was at UNLV.
Okay.
Well, do you have any experience playing at UNLV? Or?
We played there last year, yeah.
Tough environment or no?
We played in not necessarily a tough environment, but kind of a odd, weird environment. It was like a big sports complex and kind of a small field with a bunch of lines on the field. Just kind of tough to figure out where was where, but good game for sure. We actually won that game pretty handily.
I'd love to hear it. You know, UNLV right now, they're on the cusp of becoming a ranked team right now, cracking that top 25, and good for them, of course, for it. They were able to beat U of A 8-6, so close game nonetheless, but U of A was actually, I mean, they still are top six, obviously. But they're one of the teams we looked at for this year early on in the show. They got a star goalie, Nago, one of the top players. He actually was this year's first MCLA, you know, command performance when Arizona was still undefeated. I mean, there's a long season ahead of us still, despite, you know, most of these guys being halfway, you know, 4 or 6 games left. And Arizona, I mean, they're still up there. Like, they dropped a spot. So I just thought it was kind of a big deal to see that. You know, I always like to see an unranked team take down a top 5 team. It's always kind of a big deal.
Definitely. Watch for that on next Thursday.
Oh, yeah. That's Cal Poly. Yeah, take on Cal Poly. But currently replaced Arizona in the top 5 spot.
But do for all you Arizona listeners out there, do be rooting your Wildcats on tomorrow in Providence, Rhode Island, as the Cats take on 11 seed Wichita State.
That's right. I got Arizona in my bracket. Don't you worry.
Exercising a little radio voice there, Brad. I'm coming for you, buddy.
All right. I'd love to hear. We'll get back to the polls in a minute, but now I want to talk about more of the Dominican spring break trip that everyone's been hassling us at Dominican Lacrosse about. So for those of you who weren't aware, we did play 3 games over our spring break. You know, I actually got some fans out for actually, you know, all 3 of the games. And 2 of them were in SoCal. It's kind of a big deal. So that first game was LMU, which was our home game, the Saturday of spring break, which, you know, you expect to have these kids go home for spring break. You know, no one's going to come out. A little cloudy, a little rainy come second half that day, but...
Definitely a non-San Rafael weather day.
Very, yes, sir.
That game. But, yeah, not a lot of student section support during the LMU game, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I feel it. But, it was cool. I gave a shout-out to my buddy Lawrence earlier. Did show up. He was in there the rain the whole time with his little hoodie on. But about the game itself now...
Thanks, Lawrence.
Of course, and I got to love that kid. But the game itself, you know, we came into that game, you know. I mean, I didn't really know a lot about LMU. You know, I know about the school itself, you know, being from Los Angeles. It was kind of it was a school I looked at personally, and not so much for lacrosse, but about, like, more educationally, of course. Than
academia.
Of course. There you go. Love that word.
And pickles.
Once I started looking into more, like, playing lacrosse in college, I kind of leaned away from the LMU spectrum, because I didn't really know too much about the school itself or its lacrosse program. So we came to that game. Our coach was telling us, you know, Coach Samuel Vogel Seidenberg, former University of Idaho coach, said last year they suffered an overtime loss to LMU. And I was like, really? I was like, because I knew University of Idaho, not a big name, you know, MCLA Division I lacrosse, but they're still a team you can't sleep on at all. Definitely not a scrubby team at all. So I was kind of like, you know, he told me that, coach was telling us about that loss he suffered against LMU. He's like, yeah, so that's why it's such a big deal for me. I want to, you know, beat LMU. And I'm like, really? You suffered that overtime loss? I would just kind of assume you guys had a good game, because, like, I saw they beat Oregon last year. They had a lot of good wins last year at Idaho.
Yeah.
So I was just assuming. I was like, wow, you guys.
No, don't sleep on your Vandals.
No, not at all.
Or Coach Sammy.
Of course not.
Quick shout out to Coach Sammy,
of
if
course.
You are listening.
Let's
love you, Coach.
So, yeah.
Hope all's well. See you tomorrow at practice.
Either listening or playing Xbox, or possibly both.
Yeah.
But that game. So we came in that game. It was a, you know, cold, rainy day. I mean, a little bit of student section, not a lot. A lot of parental support. A few alumni support. Always love to see that out there. Shout out to that church, right?
Yeah, definitely.
He was there. Yeah, he was there, just cheering us on. I love it.
Against LMU?
LMU game.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah,
that was
awesome.
I also, my dad and grandfather came down from Portland to see that game, which was a little fan support
in
the rain.
No, so any fan support we can get, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, during the game, actually, the game started off, we get the scouting report, you know, me and fellow defenders Alex Killian and Blaze Demery.
BD.
BD squared.
Chicken.
So we get our scouting reports, we're on our guys, and we're seeing these guys. Okay, we're like, okay, you know, a couple of these, I mean, from what we can tell from the scouting report, these guys, you know, they can play, you know, we shouldn't sleep on them lightly. My favorite part is the second that whistle blew, Harrison Mayer faceoff guy gets it to midfielder Cody Bernstein, just runs it down, scores the goal.
Bingo.
That's still, what, five seconds maybe, if
it's
that.
It's one of our best plays that we ran on offense.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was great.
Get the ball to Cody, and watch out for the llamas.
Honestly, but yeah, so that's kind of set the tone right there early for the game, which is what you want to do in any sport, really. You get that first point, you show that dominance on the field, and Dominican ended up winning that game 26-6, which and people hear that, they, because LMU, it's got some name recognition across colleges, you know. A buddy of mine, Allison Erz, hope you're listening. She was actually at LMU visiting her sister during our LMU game.
Allison.
Yeah, Allison. Yeah, she was apparently her younger sister, freshman at LMU, was talking a little smack to Allison.
Ooh.
And she's like, "Yeah, Brett." She came to me in class. She's like, "You beat LMU." I'm like,
"Brett."
Yeah.
Brett Davis, Captain Quality, knows Allison very well. for those listeners. That
oh my gosh, yeah. Thank you, Jack. Thank you. Appreciate that, Jack.
Also, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah,
there
go
again,
for it, Jack. Yeah, I love
BD,
it.
BD, but. One more quick shout out to the Davis family for their hospitality down there in Southern California. Brett, if your parents are listening,
I hope so.
Absolutely amazing meals those couple nights. So thanks.
Yeah, we'll get into that during the SoCal trip. Yeah, this is definitely a blast for Dominican lacrosse.
Also, there is a llama warning around campus on Dominican.
I heard that. I got an email about it from Paul.
Any
actually.
Of them, just watch out.
Yeah, watch. I got an email from
they
Paul.
They are not pets.
Yeah, and campus security's all over that, hopefully. Yeah.
Chicken and pickles
something.
For one final time.
Love it. But, yeah, so LMU, 26-6 victory. Great game overall. Good win for us. You know, kind of, you know, beat UNR, beat LMU. Love to hear, love hearing it, you know, love playing it. Good game for us, despite the rain. So a couple of days later, we take that weekend off, you know, have some time to ourselves, you know, watch the fight, had a good time. The fights, you know, plural, a couple of big fights that weekend.
Oh, UFC.
Yeah, of course, yeah, for the UFC fights.
Diaz.
Yeah, seriously. That was some intense fighting. I was with Jack watching those games, those fights, and it was pretty. It got pretty heated, but like I was.
That was a good time.
That was fun. I was going McGregor, but it was whatever. It happens. Yeah. So that happens. So a couple of days after our LMU game, our coach, the night before we leave, sends us out our itinerary packet. Classic Sammy, just joking around. With
always
Sammy.
Prepared.
Always prepared. So
Coach Sammy.
We take a bus down to SoCal. You know, our first stop is of course at Captain Quality's house in Van Nuys, California. Where Dominican lacrosse was greeted to a heated pool, some tacos, some authentic Mexican food.
Unbelievable hospitality.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, the Davis family loves having you guys over for sure. They had a blast. And this was in preparation. This was the day before our USC game, which was played at Simi Valley High School.
Big W for the Panks.
It was actually one of our more intense games.
Big school, yeah, very physical game, big win.
And no offense to our Dominican two athletes, but no other sports team on campus, I feel like, is going to go down to USC and say, we beat USC at this sport. And Division II, Division I, it's a big leap there, especially a big name school like USC. I mean, very dominant all the time. So we go down to USC.
Yep.
And we get that. It was actually one of our more intense games down. I mean, it was a fun game, honestly, to play. And we took that victory over at Simi Valley High School against USC. And it was a big thing, big deal.
Which USC needs to figure it out. get a rec field or anything. Other than that,
they changed
that
it up
turf
all the time.
We were playing on.
They changed the funny thing is, like, I checked USC's home games. They picked local high schools. Simi Valley was one they picked. Royal High School in Simi Valley.
It's just weird, man. I was sorry to interrupt
you. No, you're fine. No, go for it. You're good, man.
Not very good radio etiquette there.
Yeah, who cares? It's just banter. We're all good here.
But I was talking to my defender, who was a just probably 6'7" behemoth.
I remember that guy.
For the Trojans.
Big man, 30, right? 37?
Yeah, something like that. But he said that they only get one game a year after I asked him in the Coliseum.
I was about to do this. We'll go to that.
Where
yeah,
the football team
that.
Plays. And they have to pay lots of dough,
you're
a
kidding.
Lot of money just for that one game.
That's insane.
Good deal here at Dominican.
So yeah, it's incredible. I can't actually imagine that. Yeah, I'm looking at their home games right now. Actually, their Coliseum game this season is against Chapman. So that'll be a huge game to watch because, I mean, maybe not so much in other sports spectrum as that Chapman-USC rival a big deal. Kind of, not really. But for lacrosse, Chapman being a number one team and also a conference game for USC, kind of a big deal. It's going to be fun for them. I know last year they had it against UCLA at the Coliseum, which, of course, USC.
Maybe it is the UCLA game every year or something. Somebody told me.
Well, this year UCLA is a home game. It's a home game for UCLA this year.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it's Chapman this year. Last
season, they're playing Chapman in the Coliseum.
Yeah, I'll check it right now.
Very cool.
Right now.
Very cool.
Yeah, but last season it was UCLA USC at the Coliseum.
Brett, very knowledgeable.
Checking the computer. No worries. But so going back to our spring break trip, one of the more intense games I've played at college or high school level. Honestly, it was a great overall experience that game. We took a 14-10 victory over USC. Next day, I took a bus up to Santa Barbara. And Santa Barbara, we've talked about a couple of their players there. One particularly is attackman Alex Dixon from Crespi High School, league rival and a rival with me personally. I've played against him 4 years, club, high school. I went to a rival high
Brett's
school.
Brett's got that guy's number.
I tried. It's a tough kid to defend, but I do have a highlight clip of me stealing the ball from him, actually. My recruitment picture is actually from that play. He threw the ball in a clear. Your boy, Captain Quality, did take it from him, cradled around it, got it to a midfielder, and set the offense, eventually scored off the play. But it was kind of a cool thing. But that's probably the best thing I've done against Alex Dixon, for those of you who don't know. He's a very talented attackman. He did have 4 goals and assists against us. And
What number was that, Brett?
He's 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's
Santa Barbara.
Oh,
Santa Barbara, we're going to Santa Barbara now. Yeah.
Very good player.
Very talented player.
Toe dragging around.
He can handle. He can. I was talking to our guys. I'm like, look, I mean, I think Sammy kind of. I know it's not. I'm not trying to like say, we watch out for this kid, because it's our scouting report. I'm not trying to like freak anyone out. I'm like, I feel like we didn't quite. We didn't really prepare enough for him.
No,
because Coach Sammy's like, Coach Sammy, and I love the guy. And he asked me on the bus ride there. He goes, Brett, who's the best kid you played against in high school? And I'm sure he's expecting me to say, one of the Oak Park kids he coached. So they had some good players. I said, Coach, I'm not going to lie to you. Dixon's got to be right up there, top 3. and it'll commit Eric Garcia, who's a defensive player committing to our team next season. He'll say the same thing. He played on the same club teams as us. He'll say Dixon's one of the hardest kids he's ever guarded. And I mean, he had a good game against us, 4-1, and a sad loss to our spring break trip. You know, it was a 12-6 loss. But, I mean, I'll give it to our Penguins. It was one of those games where we didn't, you know, give up that intensity at all. It was just one of those games where this stuff wasn't falling our way. Not trying to make excuses at all, obviously, but...
Good trip for us.
It was a fun trip, yeah. I did
good
have a blast.
Good trip for us, go 1-1 down
so,
there.
So, yeah, exactly. I had a fun time. A spring break was 2-1 overall. SoCal trip, yeah, 1-1. Yeah, it didn't come up empty-handed at all. And, yeah, for those of you who are asking about the Dominican trip, you know, there you have it. We did. We were able to have, you know, a good solid trip. Had a fun time.
Quite a few fun times in Santa Barbara.
Always. There's always going to be a fun time in Santa Barbara. You know, those beaches were fun. Volleyball. I think I saw a couple sharks while we were there on the beach.
Oh, I did hear about a couple.
Yeah, we saw a couple of tiger sharks. And Coach Sam, he's like, oh, they don't bite. You know, there's something. I don't know where he gets that knowledge from. I mean, this isn't you know, science fiction, Coach. This is like the real life.
Most stuff Coach Sammy says, it's good.
That's good? Okay. That's correct. Well, you know who I got the valid information from was attackman Robert Boyle, a.k.a. Bubba, who's a
dude's got
fisherman.
A beard like a billy goat, man. He's a knowledgeable guy.
Seriously, yeah. So Bubba was able to verify those sharks would not bite us. I had to get that Bubba reference. So star fishing.
Yeah,
Bubba.
And shout out to number 14, Bubba.
Love the kid.
Attackman on our team.
Oh my god.
Robert Boyle.
I love him
to be
formal
that
roster,
in here.
Yeah,
but
on that roster.
Just an absolutely outstanding character.
I like
and
him. He's a cool guy.
Very very knowledgeable about a lot of stuff.
Check out his Instagram. Yeah.
Bubba, shout out to yeah. Check him out on Instagram at Brotisserie Chicken.
Brotisserie Chicken. I love the name. Yeah, I died myself. Yeah, the kid's a pro.
He
fisherman.
Is a character, man. For sure.
I love the kid to death, man. I love the kid to death. I'm pretty sure he's listening, but I love it. Bubba, love you to death, man. So that kind of wraps up our spring break trip, you know, talking about that. And I'm going to get back to the polls here, Jack. Feel free to hang on if you want. You don't. How you feeling right now, Jack?
I think I might have to scoot on you, buddy.
No worries, I do. We loved having you on, Jack. You were on the field, man. I love the comfortable here. I loved having you on. Very great guest. Any final shout-outs? I'm going to be taking up the dish of the shout-outs, but who cares? I love it.
Shout out to you, buddy.
Appreciate it, man.
Brett,
thanks, man.
Doing a very good job in here.
Appreciate that.
On his radio show, and I had a really fun time in here. Thank
of
you,
course.
Brett,
yeah,
for
having
me. Yeah,
tell the guys. Those guys are some of those guys, you know, they're quote-unquote busy.
Yeah, oh, those guys are not not your real friends. But definitely a couple shout-outs to my family in Portland, Oregon. Dad, love you. I hope you're listening. Definitely not, though. And Spencer, you suck still. And Cody and Michael, you know where you are. And just a whole lot of llamas and chicken and pickles for
love
you guys.
To hear.
A lot of inside jokes. Sorry to keep referencing
that.
But
it's funny, though. We get it. We love it.
Glad to be on the Dominican airways with my man, BD. Keep tuning into his show. He's an extremely bright kid, very handsome. And,
yeah, appreciate it.
And he's really good with radio. So tune in to Captain Quality. What nights are your show? Is your show
Wednesday, 8 to 9.
Just Wednesdays, 8 to 9.
Wednesdays at 9.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick two-minute break before we talk about our weekly awards. So stay tuned. Quick small time out here, but thanks for being on, Jack. I appreciate it, and stay tuned, folks.
I'm
All right. Hello, hello, hello. And that was we're now back from our small time out there, back on the field with Captain Quality. And you are listening to On the Field at radio.dominican.edu, where we talk about all NCAA lacrosse all the time. And now, like we do every week, we wrap up our show with talking about our weekly awards and, like, basically the outstanding performances for Division I and Division II NCAA lacrosse, which, I mean, it's fun to talk about. See some players, some guys you may or may not know. And it's a fun time. So right now I want to talk about our Division I outstanding performance. Now this guy, we kind of mentioned his team earlier on the show, because they did pull off one of our upsets this week. And that is going to be, I'm going to talk about the article right now. So after helping UNLV pull off one of the biggest upsets of the season, Rebels senior pull Dylan Davidson, D-squared, has earned the MCLA Division I Commanding Performance of the Week, powered by Under Armour, for the period ending March 13th. And I loved it. Very seldom do we see a demanding performance from the pole. And that's not a lot of stats to be shown there, unless they score or get an assist, but it's not like the pole isn't out there, you know, getting, you know, 3 assists, 2 goals a game. You know, they're out there just doing their own thing, playing some defense. And like, on the stat column on MCLA, there's not a lot. I mean, you get ground balls is pretty much it you see for those D guys. So it's kind of cool that a defenseman gets recognized, a pole gets recognized. So reading along, the University of Arizona brought its 5-1 record and number 5 national ranking to Las Vegas on Sunday, but UNLV stunned the Lax Cats 8-6. We talked about that earlier, thanks to Davidson's versatility and conditioning. I love to hear that. Playing on the wing and on faceoffs, Davidson finished with 12 ground balls, including 3 pivotal scoops that allowed the Rebels to maintain possession at the end of the game. Davidson never left the field, cycling back to close defense after faceoffs and stifling his individual matchup for nearly the entire game. He even dished out an assist in transition for UNLV. Love to hear it. Coach of UNLV, Darren Gagnon, said, "Dylan has been tenacious on the wing during faceoffs, either getting the ground ball or running down the opposing team's player who has the ball. Dylan never comes off the field. Once we get control of the ball, he rotates in to play close defense. He is a rare breed. It's tough to play with 14 guys. They have 14 guys in their roster. Wow, I didn't know that. That's nuts. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you guys off there. 14 guys? Wow, okay. Didn't know that. Big deal. But it's tough to play with 14 guys in the roster. Everyone needs to step up and play their best for us to be successful." So for his efforts in earning the Commanding Performance of the Week, powered by Under Armour, Dylan Davidson will receive a new Under Armour Command Head, as Under Armour is the proud sponsor of the MCLA. Now going on to our honor roll, we have Griffin Carney, a sophomore from Boston College. Carney continued his brilliant face-off play on Monday by winning 19-26 in an upset of number 10 Arizona State, helping the Eagles go 2-1 on their spring break trip. Good for them. I love hearing that. You know, they had a spring break as well, went 2-1 as well, and they pulled up an upset against number 10 Arizona State. So it's tough week for those Arizona schools, who I've been talking about frequently in the show thus far. But you got to hand it to these teams, Boston College, you know, sophomore. I mean, Griffin Carney, you're winning 19-26 your face-offs. I mean, incredible percentage. Definitely, when you get those possessions, it helps. You know, it helps your offense get in motion. Can totally see why he helps contribute to that upset win. Some congrats to Griffin for earning the Under Armour Honorable Mention role for this week. For a great performance. Next up, we have Ryan Chamberlain, a sophomore from Colorado State. Says here that the Rams Fogo, another Fogo right here, won 18 of 20 draws in a 10-7 win over Cal Berkeley, while also named the game-winning goal for Colorado State late in the game. Well, that's a big deal. I mean, I love seeing that. Two Fogos in a row right there, but this one, hitting a game-winner over a very, very, very tough and well-coached Cal Berkeley team. Now, as I talk about Cal Berkeley for a second, I hate to go off topic, but I want to give a shout-out to a former teammate and good friend, Mark Galani of Chaminade High School, who has committed to further his education and play lacrosse at University of California, Berkeley, and for Coach Ned Webster. I'm glad I can play again. I'll be playing against him for the first time in my life, buddy. Next season, you know, be ready, because we're bringing the heat. But congrats to Mark, committed to the Cal. Had to toss that in there as I read the Cal Berkeley. But moving on to our Under Armour honor rolls. Gus Gradinger, a senior at Chapman. Now, of course, got to get a Chapman guy in there. The Panthers' netminder made 17 saves in the dramatic 13-12 overtime victory against number 3 Colorado, including 2 monster stops late in the extra frame. That's a big deal. I love seeing, like I always say, I love seeing the goalies up here. They definitely run the team, they run the show, especially on the defensive end, obviously. And it starts with them. You know, they got it, and their defense obviously helps, but, I mean, that ball goes to them. As good as your defense can be, once that ball's shot at you, the goalie, it's your job to, you know, to obviously stop it. You know, it's not an easy job to do. The only position I've never played in my lacrosse career is goalie, so can't say I've been there, but congrats to Senior Gus on earning one of this week's Under Armour Honor Roll players. Next up, we have Matt Brandenburg, a senior from BYU. In a narrow 8-7 victory over number 10 Arizona State, Brandenburg was a difference. He finished with 17 saves, including a huge stop with under a minute, and BYU man down. Wow, that's incredible. So right there, at a pivotal point in the game where ASU is trying to, you know, come back late in the game, this goalie, and their man up, this goalie from BYU is able to, you know, stop the ball, make a huge save, you know, in a man down situation, and, you know, thus a one of his 17 saves in the game, and claimed the victory for BYU, and a big upset victory for them as they beat Arizona State. Not so much an upset victory. You know, BYU is actually a very good program, but it's a big win regardless when you beat a good team like Arizona State. I mean, it's a huge deal. You know, BYU and Arizona State, both top-notch teams. Obviously, you could predict it's going to be a close game. But congrats to Matt for earning one of this week's Honor Roll MCLA Division I outstanding performances. Last up for MCLA Division I talk, we have Reynolds Yarbrough, a sophomore from Virginia Tech. Very good lacrosse program. So facing a ranked Michigan State squad, Yarbrough made 13 saves to help the Hokies record a needed 8-7 overtime victory against the Spartans. Actually pretty interesting. So we got two Fogos and two a few goalies here on our honorable mention rolls. And a defender earning the outstanding performance. So heavy defensive this week, honestly, with the pull and the goalies. I love seeing that as a defender myself. So congrats to Reynolds Yarbrough. You know, big great stats there, 13 saves and a very close game against ranked Michigan State. Congrats on being an Under Armour honorable mentioned player. So as we move on, of course, I never want to forget about our Division II players, because I mean, these guys can play, these guys can ball. And for those of you who haven't checked the polls out, Division II polls are extremely, extremely tight right now. I mean, you very seldom will have a new team enter. Right? As this week, no new teams entered the top 25 at all. Not one. Lourdes University did move up, however, 9 spots after an upset victory against what was number 5, Grove City College, who has moved down 4 spots to number 9. Yeah, Lourdes was 25. They moved up 9 spots to 16. That's awesome for them. You know, congrats to Lourdes. Big upset victory. And they just actually just beat Oakland 12-6, Oakland University. So shout out to them. Big deal for them as we talk about MCLA 2 and their outstanding players. That's an outstanding team victory. And it's obviously one of our upsets of the week this week. Congrats to them. They are now, I mean, they're right there on the cusp. They're no longer in that little bottom range of, you know, are they in ranked or are they not? They were at 25 last week, up to 16. And going back to how tight Division II is, the 1-2 seed for MCLA Division II has not changed once this season. Dayton and Concordia Irvine have held those 1-2 spots very close this season. And I love seeing that. You know, I mean, Dayton, last year's winners, Concordia Irvine, last year's favorite on the season. They had an outstanding season last year. We're honestly projected to win it all, and then just that close game in the championship against Dayton, in which Dayton won it all. But I'm anxious to see Concordia Irvine this year, obviously a SoCal team. I think they got to represent. I love hearing about that. I can't wait to see it. They should just be a standout team this year. They obviously are. And going back, Division II, not changing a lot. You see a lot of the changings are, you know, up one, down one, down 2, up 3, you know, not a big jump at all, aside from that Lourdes University Grove City College game. I mean, you don't see these big jumps at all. And to state again, not one team cracked the top 25 this year, top 25 this week. It was the same 25 teams in different positions. So, I mean, they're competing pretty hard. They're competing very hard over there. Shout out to MCLA Division 2. But now back to our outstanding performance of the week for MCLA Division 2. Starts off by saying, after helping lock down the prolific North Dakota State offense on Saturday, St. Thomas Junior close defender Alex Bement has earned the MCLA Division II Commanding Performance of the Week, powered by Under Armour, for the period ending on March 13th. Bement was tasked with covering NDNU's leading scorer, Kevin Sturgeon, who entered the game with 12 goals and 13 assists in 4 games. It's incredible. With the Baltimore, Maryland product, With the Baltimore Maryland product locked on him, Surgeon did not record a goal in the afternoon for the first time he's been blanked this season. That's incredible. I'd love to hear another defenseman shutting down a outstanding offensive player. Going on, it says the Tommies went on to win 14-7, aided by a team-high 5 ground balls from Bement. Coach Brian Gross said, Alex's skill and experience makes our entire team better. His addition has made an already strong defense unit that much better, which in turn helps our offense improve with every practice. He's very smart, accurate with his checks, and has the ability to take the ball away and turn defense into offense. Most importantly, he's been a great teammate. His pure passion for lacrosse has been embraced by everyone on the team. Congrats to Alex for earning this week's Demanding Performance powered by Under Armour, and he'll receive a new Under Armour Command head, as Under Armour is a proud sponsor for the MCLA. Congratulations, Alex. Now going on to our honorable mention Division II players, and it's always fun to read these. You see a lot of talented players in schools you may not necessarily know, and some schools you may know. I mean, I've had a few people say, hey, like, I knew that guy from, you know, that team, you know, you talked about the other day, you know, a buddy of mine, Chaz, like, yeah, you talked about my buddy from, I used to go to school, high school with him. I was like, oh, no way, that's awesome. So I'd love to hear that. But going back to our honor roll for Division II, Michael Glaser, freshman for Dayton. I feel like I've definitely mentioned that name before, because, I mean, probably really, he's definitely a really good player, and definitely a familiar name. Freshman for Dayton says, in a pair of wins this week over number 25 Lourdes and the number 18 ranked Indiana Tech, Glaser recorded 6 goals and set up 2 others to keep the top-ranked Flyers undefeated. Now, yes, Dayton did go on to beat Lawrence University, who at the time was 25, before their upset victory over Grove City College. But congratulations to Michael Glaser, the freshman, on a very top-notch program over there at Dayton, currently number 1 in MCLA Division 2, for earning one of the spots in Under Armour Honor Roll performances for this week. Next up, we have Brandon Minshall, the freshman from Missouri Valley. It says here, facing number 11 Reinhardt on the road, Minshall posted 17 saves as the Vikings upset the Eagles 12-11. Okay, big upset right there. Earlier in the week, Minshall made 13 saves in a loss to Kennesaw. I mean, it happens, you know, I mean, you can't win them all, but for the performance I'm talking about right now is facing number 11 Reinhardt on the road, which is definitely a big deal to say the least. And a team like that, they were, I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, facing number 11 Reinhardt. Yeah, that's right. And another goal I like to talk about, I think it's our fourth goal we've talked about thus far on the show for outstanding performances. I mean, 17 saves one game, 13 saves the next. I mean, it's a big deal. You know, like, I mean, these goalies, they work hard. I can't stress that enough. Congrats to Brandon for only one of this week's Under Armour Honor Roll Performance Players. Next up we have Adnan Sweely, a freshman at Cal State San Marcos. In a matchup with a previously undefeated Long Beach, Sweely recorded 5 goals and set up 7 others in a 17-13 victory for the Cougars. So actually, I didn't know Long Beach was undefeated. Now I've got a buddy over at Long Beach. I mean, shout out to my buddy Cam Yerzik, attackman at Long Beach. I'm sure he's carrying the way over there at Long Beach. A great attackman, a product of Chaminade High School in SoCal. I'm sure he was helping them with an undefeated streak, but hey, Adnan Sweely. He scored 5 goals and set up 7 others, so 5 goals, 7 assists, much like our very own Jack Gross against UNR, same exact stat line. And congrats to Adnan Sweely, one of this week's Under Armour Division II Honor Roll Performances. And last but not least on our Division II performances for outstanding performances, Dalton Vowles, a senior from Lourdes University. And I knew we were going to have at least one guy from Lourdes, as they did pull up this week's biggest upset. So in a 1-1 week against 2 top 5 teams, Vowles amassed 10 points. He scored 4 goals in a loss to number 1 Dayton before helping the Wolves upset number 5 Grove City with 3 goals and 3 assists. Great stat line all around. Congrats to Dalton for being this week's Under Armour, one of this week's Under Armour Division 2 honorable performances. And congrats to all of our Under Armour honorable performance players. I mean, those Division 1 and 2, it's a big deal. And they definitely, I think, for the honorable performance, they definitely saved the best for last, because that was a very big upset for Lourdes University, and led by a senior, you know, Dalton. We got a hand to the guy. He definitely, from his stat line, you could see he wanted to win that game. Obviously, you know, would have loved to have that game back against number 1 Dayton, but that's the reason they're number 1 right now, and they're keeping that spot secure. So that's all the time we have right now on the show, but thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Captain Quality, and you have been listening to On the Field at radio.dominican.edu. I'm always on the field every Wednesday from 8 to 9. Feel free to tune in. Tell your friends. Tell your buddies. It's a great time. Always got great guests on the show. And feel free to, if you missed the show, you know someone who missed the show and wants to hear it, we do podcasts or episodes on radio.dominican.edu. Look for On the Field with Captain Quality. It's been a great time. Anxious to have you guys back on the air with me listening, tuning in next Wednesday. Thank you and have a great evening.